Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final two segments of the program right here on 105 Through the Fan. I'm Fred Davis. That is Blake Elliott. Dial on behind the glass. Two segments taking you up until Rangers baseball. They have a three-game set against the Sacramento Athletics.
Look at those helmets.
You know, we'll get to some Rangers talk in the next segment.
Yeah, I saw your brain.
Brain was working, and we'll dive into the Rangers in the next segment. So, all right, wrapping up some Cowboys talk here, and of course, we'll dive into more. And I'll tell you what, starting tomorrow, we'll get more into the defense. Now that you know who this team is as far as the defensive side of the ball, get into some of the Matt Eberflus, what his systems have done in the past. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. He's never had a defense with anybody that created more than 11 sacks on his own. That was James Houston way back in 2019, I believe, and James Houston was my age at the time. So he's also had good defenses, right? Now, first 2 years in Chicago, that defense wasn't very good. You could argue it wasn't very good last year. But the one thing, and I'll just tease this for tomorrow, his defenses are good at turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. All right, and that can be the great equalizer. It's one of those things where, look, you can give up all the yards you want to, but if you can hold teams to A, field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, I don't care. Move between the 20s all day, every day. If you can have a good red zone defense, cause some fumbles, cause some interceptions, cause field goals or field goals instead of touchdowns, there's something you can work with. Can this defense do that? Well, we'll find out soon enough. All right. Speaking of which, Kenny Clark, newest Dallas Cowboy, also going to be number 96. So we were questioning what his number was going to be. He will be number 96, even though he was number 97. And, of course, Osa is number 97 for your Dallas Cowboys. Speaking of Osa, this is what he had to say about his newest defensive line mate.
All right, Osa, you've got a little bit of familiarity with Kenny Clark. What are your thoughts?
I'm excited. You know what I mean? I know he's a baller, so I know he's going to be able to help our defense a lot.
What was the group chat last night when all of this news broke around 4:30, 5 o'clock?
I mean, I had just got a message. I was like, what's going on? Went to my Instagram, refreshed it, and just saw the news, and it's kind of shocking. Definitely didn't see it coming, you know. Despite everything that was going on, I thought I definitely was fully expecting him to still be here. So it's definitely a little weird, but, you know, nature of the business kind of happens a lot, you know. So especially with the timing of it, don't really have time to, like, you know, to dwell on it too long, because we got a job to do. We got a game on Thursday. So
is that the mood of the locker room? It's get back to business. You've got Eagles week one.
Pretty much, you know, doesn't change what we got to do on the field at all. So
I appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
You know, you say you love to hear it from the standpoint of, I mean, again, you hate to see a guy like Micah Parsons go, but I am encouraged by what I've heard from, I mean, George Pickens was like, hey, I mean, he gave pretty much generic vanilla answers. Osa, yeah, I mean, I was surprised, but it doesn't really affect me because we've got to go out and we've got a job to do. So that's what I like to hear from your guys that are going to be making, guys that you expect to make impact plays, guys that you're counting on going into this 2025 season. Let's hear from the man himself, one, Mr. Kenny Clark.
I had just went to go to the store, got my daughter some ice cream, and got home, man. It was just random. You know, got the call. Definitely was shocked. I didn't really know much, you know, to say. But, man, after talking to Jerry and Steven and Shotty, like, you know, I felt welcomed. And, you know, they made me feel at home, and it was dope.
You mentioned your conversation with Jerry. What was his main message to you?
Man, this trade wasn't getting done unless I was in it. And that made me, man, feel wanted right there. And man, I'm happy to be here. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed.
You mentioned being wanted. What does that do for you?
Man, it's everything. Just, you know, I just got traded. So, I mean, they clearly didn't want me. And, I mean, to hear this trade wasn't getting done without you, I mean, it's awesome.
There's a fan sentiment that, you know, this team, they lost Micah Parsons. They got worse yesterday. What would you say that this team got better yesterday?
Man, my game speaks for itself. Like I said, I mean, how anybody else could feel or whatever the case may be, that's not my concern. I'm here to play football. I'm a football player. I'm a dog, and this is what I do.
Things, your four-year-old, you say, hey, I got traded. They play. Oh, what is it?
When I told her we was going to Dallas, she was like, oh, we going on vacation? Like, nah, we still playing football. Like, we still here. My daughter is super shy, if you know my daughter, and she been, man, when she met Jerry, like, usually she don't want to shake no hands. She don't want to fist pump nobody. She ran right up to him, gave him a fist pump, a handshake, and we've just been excited. And, you know, that explained it in itself. I just went to go to the...
He's a dog. I love it.
They obviously didn't want me.
They chip on his shoulder. And again, I
age 30, toe, surgery. Didn't play well last year.
No.
Something to prove.
He'll be fine. He's got plenty to prove.
He'll be fine.
Yeah,
no, no concern at all.
No, zero.
Is it because he's on the Cowboys now? Zero concern.
I mean, he's a professional. I've got the utmost faith. I mean, this guy has been a high performer since he got into the NFL.
I agree.
Right. So I unless this guy goes out and spits the bid. I mean, look, here's the thing. He's married, two kids. You've never heard anything about it. I mean, look, say what you want. I mean, I this is important stuff to me. Okay?
Married, two kids.
Absolutely.
He's going to have five sacks.
No, I'm just saying, like,
does
look,
he fix the Cowboys' run defense?
He helps it. Absolutely.
Fix.
I mean, we don't know yet. How many games have we seen so far?
Do you think it'll fix the Cowboys' run
defense? I think it'll help it. Yes.
I agree that it'll help it.
Fix it. I mean, we don't know. We don't even know what the defense. We haven't even seen Eberflus's system yet.
We have. We've seen his system, just not in the Cowboys. But it's not like Eberflus is a new DC.
Because all those 11 guys that played on here played for those two teams.
You said we haven't seen a system. We haven't seen players under him. We haven't seen these players under him. But we've seen his system. I don't think he's overworking how Eberflus calls a defense.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying, like, we don't know if it's gonna. You know, we don't know what it's gonna look like yet with these 11 guys.
I mean, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
No games have been played. Well, we got to project. Point.
I mean, I think this defense is going to be better than people think.
I said bottom five, and I'm still standing by that. Where are you putting your cards?
17-20.
That's pretty bad, but okay.
17-20.
Okay.
Okay.
So five spots better.
I mean, look.
Six spots better.
17-20, and depending upon your turnover differential, I'll take that all day, every day.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah. Look, here's the thing. Give up.
I'm just smiling.
If you give up 23, 24 points.
The Cowboys. You think they're going to be a team that gives up 23 weekly?
God, I hope not.
No, I'm saying on a good side, you think the Cowboys can hold teams to under 23 on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis? I mean, I think in some cases. I mean, let's not pretend
There are going to be some weeks, of course, where teams don't score 40. But I think there's going to be more teams scoring over 20 than under 20. They're not going to be this team winning 21-17.
I mean, look, this defense wasn't great last year, and they went 7-10, and you know, hung in there at the end of last year. It was their offense that sucked.
Bears last year, obviously, Eberflus wasn't the official DC; he was the head coach.
Well, and of course, he got booted out week 10 or something like that.
Yeah. 21 points a game. That was like 13th in the league as far as points allowed per game.
What was Cowboys?
Cowboys were second worst, 27.5.
Okay.
Only the Panthers were worse.
I was going to say, I could see 23-24. I'm sticking with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking with that.
Rushing yards per game, the Cowboys were fourth worst.
Yeah.
They allowed 137 yards per game against them. on the ground. The Bears were at right behind them at number five spot at 136.
Yeah.
So, inspiring stuff. At least you got Eberflus.
Yeah. And you got Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark, Dexter Lawrence.
You got Osa. Kenny Lawrence. Solomon.
Can I start calling him Kenny Lawrence?
You can call whatever you want to call him. I mean.
Am I alone in this, Tolos? I mean, let me know if I am. I am of the thought process that this is probably a good move long term, and you had to put the nail in the road somewhere of paying all these guys max contracts, and Micah Parsons was not leading you to the Super Bowl. That part is. The two things can be true. I don't think that was going to happen with Micah. So if this is the guy they say, hey, we're not going to pay him, we don't like his attitude, cool. But I don't think Kenny Clark is now making his team, even Blake's estimation, even a playoff team. I think they'll be better stopping the run, but like I discussed with you on the phone earlier, you're not as good at getting to the pass rusher now. So you created one problem to fix another. That's great and all. But I don't think
you still got five other guys.
None of them are Micah.
Oh, of course they're not.
Not even two guys put together are Micah.
Okay.
Well, that's my point. Your pass rush went to an A+ to like a B-, maybe even C+.
Okay, you got Dante, but you got five guys. You got a rotation now, right?
The rotation was still there whether Micah was there or not. It's not like the players were off the team.
I guess they're just not going to, I guess with Micah gone, I mean, I guess nobody will sack the quarterback.
I didn't say that. I said the pass rush will not be as good.
Hell, of course it won't.
Okay.
I mean, breaking news, the pass rush won't be as good without Micah Parsons. I mean, so.
It's an important part of football, you just said.
I understand that, but Dante Fowler has been is a good pass rusher, all right?
We've mentioned his name like twice this offseason. Yes, he is a good pass rusher. Because
he didn't play in the preseason. We've mentioned Dak's name twice in the preseason. Yeah. I mean, no starters played. How many times have you mentioned
Malik Hooker? I'm talking about as far as hype going into the season. Like, we got Dante Fowler this year.
Yeah, nobody's mentioned him. Because it's been Micah all year. Because we've gotten hijacked by Micah since training camp started.
I mean,
let's be real.
Some of that's fair, but I don't. No one.
You haven't mentioned Osa. You haven't mentioned Jack Osborne. The only reason we
Jack
mentioned,
Osborne.
Jack Sanborn. That's the brother. Jack Sanborn. You know, we mentioned Trayvon only because he's hurt.
I just don't want the narrative to be that Kenny Clark, people listening to Jerry Jones talk the other day, that Kenny Clark is all of a sudden the savior. And now this Cowboys team is now. I've heard people.
Anybody that thinks Kenny Clark is the savior is kidding themselves.
I've heard people. This team is more balanced now, and this team is going to go further now without Micah. Maybe in 3 years. I'm not. I think that could be true.
I think you can look.
But short term, you did not get better.
I disagree. I think this team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, here's all I'm going to say is this. I don't know that the loss of Micah is the end-all be-all that you're making it out to be. I really, really don't. And we'll dive more into it tomorrow. As far as, because I'm telling you right now, I don't know that he would, I don't think the loss in the locker room is as pronounced as we've been led to believe.
No, yeah. I'm talking about off the field stuff, on the field stuff.
But I'm telling you that, look, you don't think guys, you've been in these locker rooms. Mm-hmm. You don't think these guys are hearing the fact that, oh, without Micah, y'all ain't squat.
No, for sure.
Okay.
And I'll ask them about it when, not Thursday.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks before.
Well,
when
I see them.
Absolutely. Well, and hey, if they're 1-1 at that point, we got plenty to talk about. All right, that's Blake. I'm Fred. Let's talk about this Rangers baseball team coming up next as they get ready for a new three-game set. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark. Final segment of the program happening right now as we've got a little Texas Rangers baseball here coming up momentarily. But as young Mr. Blake Elliott already pointed out, Western Michigan 0, Michigan State 23. We've got Baylor getting that ass beat by Auburn 17-3. And don't look now, but Georgia Tech 10, Colorado 7. And that's with Georgia Tech turning the ball over three times in their first three possessions. But like I said, we haven't been able to watch in its entirety right now, kind of doing this show and kind of go. We got three games on at the moment. And maybe the game of the day so far. I mean, let's be real for just a second. Game of the day so far, the Kansas Jayhawks, 29, Wagner, 7.
You let Wagner score?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I'll give you $1.
Okay. If you can tell me where Wagner is?
Yes.
I'm guessing it's somewhat close to Kansas.
No, I doubt it.
Okay, you actually know?
I don't. I have zero idea.
I'm going to go either close to Kansas. That's my first guess. Okay, go ahead. Second guess is going to be New Hampshire.
Not so far as far away from Kansas?
Not so far away from Kansas. My second guess is New Hampshire. My third guess is North Dakota.
North Dakota, but yeah. Go ahead. But your first guess is
close to Kansas.
Where is Wagner?
I was gonna say South Carolina College, just for the record.
Okay,
I put in three guesses.
What is it? Washington. Wagner College or Wagner University?
Dude,
Wagner,
it's your team playing.
I don't know. You. Wagner Seahawks. They are located in.
I said Pennsylvania for my second guess.
The U.S. state of New York. <That's>, you were close. You did say New Hampshire. You got the new part right, but you did not get the York part right. Yeah. You said Washington.
No.
That's kind of the wrong side of the country.
He didn't say Washington.
I said Washington and South Dakota.
Oh, I heard.
South Carolina.
He said South Carolina. That's what I heard.
He's rattled off like four different things. He's gone on us and rattled off like four different states.
And I was not even close to any of them.
Needless to say, all the seven states you both mentioned, neither of you were right. So
I was pretty close.
You were close on your third guess. All right, real quick. You know it's college football season when it's Mel Elliott Blake / Mel Kiper, if you know what I mean.
48 years I've been covering college football. Green, never remember a game as anticipated as this one. It's all about Arch. He's only had 12 pass attempts after the month of September last year, only 95 career pass attempts, yet he's being talked about as the number one pick in the draft, leading Texas to a national championship, winning a Heisman Trophy. That's a trifecta. That's a lot of pressure on a quarterback going up against Matt Patricia, new defensive coordinator. Remember Belichick against rookie quarterbacks? Didn't do too well, right? And his defense lost a lot of guys at Ohio State, but they returned some stars. They got a kid, Kenyatta Jackson Jr., coming off the edge. You got Sonny Styles at linebacker. You got Caleb Downs at safety and Jermaine Matthews Jr. at corner. That Ohio State defense has some formidable talent on that side of the ball.
Mel, just dropping nuggets over there for you tomorrow. Texas, Ohio State.
Couldn't be more excited.
That's a big game.
I will say, you know, going against Matt Patricia, NFL DC, the whole thing. I had to check, make sure my eyes didn't deceive me. I'm pretty sure Sark did this last year going against Wink Martindale, DC of the Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, Michigan wasn't very good, though.
That defense, though.
That defense was stout.
And
that defense was the only thing that kept him in it.
And what did Sark and Quinn Ewers do? Max protect. We're only sending three guys out. We're just gonna block all your crazy schemes and see if you can cover. And they couldn't. So you're going to see the same thing happen tomorrow. Arch Manning, I think, I'm going to give a prediction right now.
But Arch can run, though. That's the only difference.
Because the game will be already going on when we're on, and then we're going to your Texas Rangers.
Is that an 11 o'clock start?
Big noon kickoff, baby.
Okay.
I got 27-24, low-scoring game. Maybe even 24-21, but I'll stick with 27-24.
That's a good scoring game.
Okay, let's go 24-21 then. That's too much points. Yeah. 24-21, Texas wins.
Oh, so you don't have Ohio State kicking a field goal at all? They're kicking a field goal. 24-23?
I like that.
Unless it's seven field goals.
We'll make a compromise. I like your score. Let's go 24-23.
Yeah.
Texas wins. Arch Manning, two touchdowns.
Last second field goal by Texas?
No. Last second, Ohio State has the ball. Texas makes a stop.
Okay. So they're down 24-23. Driving. Texas defense comes up big.
Arch Manning throws an interception. Everyone freaks out.
Yeah.
Probably
early,
second quarter.
Early.
First or second quarter. Yeah. Everyone freaks out.
This guy's overrated.
Two touchdown wins it. It's going to be a run game. Both. Both teams have new defensive tackles in there.
Yeah.
I think it was, I want to say 26 or 33. I know those numbers are completely different, but let's go on the lower.
I'm going to go 2017.
26 players in this game or from these two schools were drafted in the NFL this last year. Might even be 33.
Yeah.
Let's just. A lot of talent's gone. A lot of young guys
stepping
in. Let's
just say 73 players. This is the entire teams, both of them.
I'm being for real. A lot of young, new players in this game for both teams at the nose tackle position, at the quarterback position. Texas got Anthony.
I heard Texas has a new quarterback.
They got Anthony Hill. They got Michael Taft.
Yeah.
I want to say they have a defensive tackle. It starts with a C. I don't want to mispronounce his name.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent over there. Ohio State does have the best player in the country, though.
Jeremiah Smith.
They do got the best player in the country, in my opinion. Dog. So he's still going to do his thing. But I got Texas 24-23, two tutties from Arch.
I'm going Texas 2017 as well. And Arch, it's going to be an uneven performance.
It's going to be ugly.
The analysts say.
It's going to be ugly.
Look, it's week one.
No preseason.
And Ohio State is no – I mean, like you said, I mean, this is a two juggernaut programs, and I think you're going to have some turnovers. Yeah. But I think you're going to have turnovers on both sides of the ball.
I could see a special teams turnover.
Absolutely. I could see a muffed punt.
Yeah.
All right. Let's call that right now while we're at it. So, but no, I think Arch has a rough first half – and starts to get into a groove mid to late third quarter and then leads them to a game-winning drive in the fourth, 2017 Texas Longhorns.
Well, let's hope your Texas Rangers don't have a rough start. Here is the lineup for today. In center field, Michael Hellman. At short, Ezekiel Duran. I don't know how many times I've said that in my life. Michael Hellman leading off in center. Ezekiel Duran batting second at short.
I mean, is this the Frisco Rough Riders that are playing tonight or what?
Wyatt Lankford in left will be in the three hole. Adolis hitting cleanup in right field. Josh Young behind him at third. Higgy behind him in your DH spot. Cody Freeman at second base. Jonah Heim. And then our boy Dylon, he's playing tonight. Dylan Moore at first base for your Texas Rangers with Jack Leiter on the bump. Is this the most uninspiring batting order I've ever given you for the Rangers this season?
I don't know. I like that Dylan Moore guy.
That Dylan Moore guy looks like he's going to
Dylan Moore, Cody Freeman, Ezekiel Duran, and
I'm picking him as my home run pick, by the way. I'm picking myself that home run.
You have four players that, like you said, are usually on the Frisco Rough Riders or are on the bench that are playing for you in a must-win series.
Who's pitching tonight?
Jack Leiter.
I mean, look, he
Nasty
looks
Jack!
Look.
Lights out Leiter!
I don't care if Jack Leiter throws a no-hitter tonight.
Leiter might do it. They might ask him to. They might say, hey, you're going eight.
Do we understand that after this, you've got the Diamondbacks, you've got the Astros, you've got the Brewers, you've got the Mets, and then you've got the Astros again. September 11th, it's a Thursday. You and I are on the air that day. All right? Two things are going to happen. We're going to commemorate 9/11. All right? Never forget. And we're going to commemorate the Rangers season.
Wow,
because it'll be over.
Wow, I'm not gonna go that far.
I'm doing it. I'm saying it right now. Okay, I've been sitting on that little nugget for the last 3 days. All right, it's going down. The season's over. You have no Seager. You have no Simeon. You have no Evaldi. Your bats have been meager and up and down at best all year long. And suddenly, the Frisco Rough Rider contingent is going to take you to a playoff spot against three of the hardest back-to-back-to-back series of the season. Don't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, great stuff as always from Dylon, Dylon, Dylon. Another absolutely tremendous performance from the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. We'll see you tomorrow. Go get Rangers. Good night. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.